Hey everybody, welcome back to Partly Cloudy, or the show where we're going to build a clone of the Microsoft News app all the way from scratch to just about deploying it to the App Store. And along the way, we're going to add a bunch of Xamarin Forms goodness to it and a bunch of Azure Cloud goodness to it. In other words, it is Partly Cloudy. So, if you remember last time, the app on the right is what we're dealing with. And then the app on the left is the finished app. So the one on the right is calling Azure Functions, it's calling Bing News API, which is a cognitive service, and it can log in too, to Azure B2C. However, it doesn't look like the one over on the left, and that's because it's not fully integrated with Xamarin Forms Shell. And that's what we're going to talk about today, using Shell in a more sophisticated manner to make it look more like the one on the left. So what do you say? Let's have at it and show how Shell can really work for us. Okay, so I have the app open along with Visual Studio on the Mac, and the app is running from VS Mac. So what that lets me do is run hot reload as I build out my shell application. All right, so the first thing I want to do is I want to add some tabs across the top to tell me my subcategories of the news I can view. So what I do here is I'm just going to copy in my shell content like so. When I hit save, you can notice that it has updated in my simulator. They both say top news, so I'm going to go through and change one to my news. And then my app automatically changes. I can see my news, and I can see top news. So the shell content within a defined tab equals top tabs. Cool, right? So now what I want to do is create some more on the bottom tab. So I already have settings in there, and I'm going to copy that out, and I'm going to create some more. So the first one's going to be for my interests. So I copy the settings one in, and I'm going to call it my interests. I'm going to change the font image source to be 734. And I happen to have a My Interest page set up. Save it, and you can see that it has already changed down here. And I go to it, it's blank, because I don't have anything set up on the My Interest page yet. It's just a blank placeholder for me. So I'm going to do the same thing now for a search page and then a local news page as well. And we have its search page. And then local. And the local news is going to be a news collection page. I hit save. And I see I have a bunch of stars down on the simulator. So I want to change the search to be E721, and I'm going to change the local to be E707. Hit save, and my icons have changed as well along the bottom of the tab bar. That's cool. I am starting to make my app look more like the other one. And when I go through and I tab on them, you can see that they're pulling up the blank pages as well. Really, really neat. So the next thing I want to do is put in a resource dictionary for my shell. And all I'm showing off here is that the shell itself can have styles. such as a background color or a foreground color, the title, a tab bar foreground color. I save it. And it doesn't look much different, but it's going to save me work later. All right. Now, one thing to note. When I go into my first news article, it just shows up as the full article. It doesn't show me anything like on the tab, the top navigation bar. So what I want to do is I want to make Shell work for me too on the article detail. So I'm going to open that up in my editor. And the first thing I'm going to do is put in a navigation page. So I'm going to say navbar is visible, true, save it. And there I go. I get it. I see my back button. But I want to get rid of that back portion of that back button. I just want to have the little chevron appear. And so that can be done through a shell background behavior element. Icon override. And so the icon override it, all I need to do is go out and put a font image source in. So I'm going to grab my font image source from before, pop it in, and I'm going to call this one E76B. Save it. Looks a little big. I'm going to change the size to 20. Much better. So now instead of seeing the back, it just shows a little chevron is there. Cool. So what I would like to see here is the title, the nav bar, is blank, right? It doesn't tell me where I am. I can change that with Shell as well. So how that is done is just a shell dot title view, and then I can start adding things like a stack layout, and within that stack layout I can put a label, and that label I can put a text, and the text can just say something like Hartley Newsy. Save it, and it shows up. It's Hartley Newsy up top. Well, we can make it a little bit better if I can make the label sit inside, and I'm going to copy that out from here. Save it, and now my Hartley Newsy centered, font's a little bit bigger, it looks a lot better. So what I'm going to go through now is change the nav bars for the My Interests and the My Search to look like the rest. I'll be back in just a second. And we're back. So now as I tab through, I have a title bar on every page. It looks good across everything. And that's because of the shell dot title with its various attributes for the label. So cool. So now what we did is that we took our app and added a little shell goodness to it. We added some tabs along the bottom, customized the tabs along the top, even customized the navigation bar label and the back bar button with some XAML code. It wasn't that difficult. So in the accompanying GitHub repos readme and a blog post, I'll go into in-depth of how to customize Shell even more with a flyout menu. Until next time, I'm Matt Sokup, and this is Partly Cloudy.